Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know that members of this committee frequently frame these complicated issues in the form of a simple question. Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes.
So there's that.
So that was, by the way, that was Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, the EU.
And I'm Jordana Green. He's Paul Douglas, DJ at the helm. Thank you for spending some time with us on this. Is it Wednesday? On this Wednesday.
You're losing track?
Well, yeah. Yesterday we had such an inspiring day at Union Gospel Mission, which we'll talk about in a minute. Mm-hmm. But we were, you know, out of the loop of impeachment. So, of course, today we jump back in and we're watching. And the testimony today from Gordon Sondland, in my opinion, was stunning because he says things like he just said, was there a quid pro quo? And he answers this question, yes.
No ambiguity.
Yes.
He said yes.
Now, I'm just a regular person, but I'm thinking that's a smoking gun. I imagine that's going to be shot down by Republicans. So, Paul, how are they going to spin that?
Well, my hunch. Look, he went on to say a number of things, and I think we have a few other cuts. Why don't we play another cut first?
Here's another one.
This is what Ambassador Sondland had to say.
After he said yes, this is how he finished that sentence.
Right.
Mr. Giuliani conveyed to Secretary Perry, Ambassador Volker, and others that President Trump wanted a public statement from President Zelensky committing to investigations of Burisma and the 2016 election. Mr. Giuliani expressed those requests directly to the Ukrainians, and Mr. Giuliani also expressed those requests directly to us. We all understood that these prerequisites for the White House call and the right White House meeting reflected President Trump's desires and requirements.
So that was just an explainer of why he said there was a quid pro quo.
So, again, this is not a legal trial. It's more of a political trial. That's what impeachment
is.
It's
an investigation.
And in my mind, it comes down to, are there corroborating threads of evidence? Do you have multiple people pretty much saying the same things, whether it's ambassadors, career diplomats, military attachés, whatever? It would appear that that's the case. But look, I still suspect that people are going to believe what they want to believe, not necessarily based on facts, data, and evidence.
That's scary, by the way, that you just said that, and you believe that about our country, that people are going to believe whatever they want to believe, not based on facts.
Look, here's what I think many within the GOP may seize on. Sondland went on to say, quote, "In the absence of any credible explanation for the suspension of aid, I later came to believe that the resumption of security aid would not occur until there was a public statement from Ukraine committing to the investigations of the 2016 election and Burisma, as Mr. Giuliani had demanded." This is what we heard from Rudy Giuliani. "I came to believe. Not the president told me, not I was instructed."
So you think they're going to seize
Trump
on that?
"Not Trump told me directly."
I see.
"He later came to believe." So,
okay.
You can slice and dice this and parse words until you're blue in the face. But again, at the end of the day, at the end of the impeachment hearings, will there be a preponderance of evidence, people saying the same things? Yesterday we had firsthand eyewitnesses, people that were actually on the call to you, Zelensky, President Zelensky of the Ukraine. And now today, and there were concerns that Sondland might plead the fifth.
And
he
didn't.
Did not.
He didn't. He told what was his truth. So I don't know. For me, there's a preponderance of the evidence. But obviously, the way some Republicans are spinning it, it's not necessarily for them.
And again, you're free to change your mind. The president today dismissed Sondland, saying, quote, "I don't know him very well."
Oh, my gosh.
Sondland testified he worked with Rudy Giuliani to pressure Ukraine, quote, at the express direction of the president. And he also said he worked with Rudy Giuliani to pressure Ukraine, quote, at the express direction of the president. And he also said everyone was in the loop, including Vice President Pence, Pompeo, Mulvaney, and others. So is this going to change minds on the right?
I don't know.
I doubt it. Is this the smoking gun?
I mean, for me, there's smoking guns. There's people compounding evidence. It's very obvious what happened here. But I'm seeing the facts as I see them. I don't like to think that my judgment has been clouded. These people are laying out facts. I'm hearing them. I'm making an opinion. But boy, when you hear Devin Nunes talk or when you hear Jim Jordan talk, it's like they're not even in the same room. Or they're not even at the same hearing. All they want to talk about is an investigation into Hunter Biden, which they're free to do on a different time. That's not what we're investigating
here. And
how
the Ukraine rigged the 2016 election.
Which is a conspiracy
again,
theory.
And I tend not to grab onto conspiracy theories.
And if they want to go investigate that, go do that. Go do that in another, go open another investigation. This one is about whether or not the president of the United States asked another foreign leader to dig up dirt on his enemies. And it's very clear
to help him with the 2020 campaign.
Very clear to me that that happened. So the investigation goes on. It continues. The Gordon Sondland sound was fascinating today. We are going to talk at 5:35 with Dean Phillips. If anybody got a glimpse of the hearings today,
he was there today.
He was there.
Front row seat.
There's Ambassador Sondland, and to his back right, there's Dean Phillips, clear as day. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's Dean. I call David. I'm like, David, get Dean's people to get him on the air today. So Dean will be joining us. He was sitting right there in the hearings. We'll be hearing from Dean Phillips at 5:30.
Okay.
5:35.
Curious to get his perspective on this.
Yes, looking forward to chatting with him.
I think I know what he's going to say, but we'll let him decide
what he heard and what he's going to tell.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.